J.D. Vance went to a Minneapolis police station near where George Floyd was murdered. The last Harris run to make Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for his handling of the protests.
I didn't want the law and order, but then once somebody who stands on law and order, but most importantly, who stands with communities that depend on law enforcement, and that means we want Donald J. Trump as president.
In 2020, then President Trump expressed support for Walz. Walz was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
How dare they say you don't have the ability to make your own health care decisions? How dare they use the closing argument to demonize people who are just trying to be their sense selves?
In North Carolina, William Jacob Parsons, charged with misdemeanor threatening against federal emergency management agency workers trying to help in the hurricane-ravaged state. Equal pay icon William Ledbetter died. Then President Obama signed the Fair Pay Act there in her name. William Ledbetter was 86. This is ABC News.
Good direction.
With his criminal trial set for next spring, several new accusers filed lawsuits against jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs. In new civil lawsuits, he's now accused of sexually assaulting six more people, including a man who says he was 16 at the time of the alleged assault. The new civil lawsuits, all filed by anonymous accusers, allege attacks between 1995 and 2021, including at an apartment store stock room inside an event space bathroom.
Overnight, a low of 33 with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny and still cool.
Some say the candle had the scent of white supremacy.
Mainly clear with a hard freeze likely Tuesday night and 25. Sunny and nice Wednesday and 57. Thursday, sunny, windy and warmer, a high of 66. And Friday, sunny, breezy and warmer yet with a high of 77.
Thought it looked a lot more like robe hoods belonging to the KKK. Bath & Body Works pulled the candle from store shelves and says the mistake was unintentional.
ABC Sherry Preston. Richard Cantor, ABC News.
Smoking. Madison Casino Gurus is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. That was something that we really didn't have a game plan. We needed to finish that. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
And we made the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College Hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach, Will Rogers, inducted last night to the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach here. social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles coming to an end out there? We'll see plenty of clouds remaining through the night. Frost advisory to Peck. The temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies. Highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect. Wednesday morning. Right now, it's 37.
Jane McNair and Greg Bob.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33. Our number two Planned Parenthood advocates of Wisconsin, and this should be a big deficit.
McNair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced
Baby,
by Civic
please,
Media.
Put away those ruby lips. And those
Just Stop It edition. He's slightly crankier edged to today's Tisbet.
Oh, yeah. And folks, you heard it.
My
heard
little
Jake
third
correctly.
Grade hand wrote
this should be a thing.
That's, on I like it. I do.
We'll try and make it a
we're
thing.
We're building our universe.
And send it to
only the cool people know what Tisbet
is. Tisbet means, yeah, that's coming up at 11:51. So stick around for that. Just a reminder as
blonde
well.
Just opened it.
We are going to be broadcasting the debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican
so
challenger California guy Eric Hovde. That is going to be this Friday. We will have special pre-debate coverage from our Civic
I'm
Media news and political
taken.
Teams. And then you can listen to the debates right
you
here on Civic Media
late.
Presented by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. That is this Friday.
So
our coverage will be starting at 6:45. And one other reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. I will be voting no.
The years flew by so quickly.
Yes.
There we were.
No.
In
no. Vote no. I will be voting no.
Right. Left.
I will be voting no because this changes one word about who should be allowed to vote. Currently, it reads every citizen, every U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
They want to change it to only U.S. citizens,
then she said
which in my estimation and the estimation of the League of Women
really
Voters Wisconsin, this opens the doorway to narrow the
I've
definition of who American,
you
who Americans are,
who only
is, who falls into that only category. So therefore, I will vote.
You just have to
and if you're thinking something through the light of like, well, this is going to keep illegal
so
immigrants and undocumented people, like,
never change my
respectful. But they look at it from an immigration point of view. That is not what this covers.
No, no.
And we've talked about
our
this. It will also affect married women. It can affect
married women. Again, depending upon who they choose to eliminate from being able to vote. So that's why I'm voting no. You do what you think is best.
Last night I overheard him. As she tucked
just my two cents.
Just my two cents.
Said,
yes, many races going on across Wisconsin now that we have new maps. In today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Daniel Weiss and Mary Spacuza, spending
I'm
in Dewey Strable, Jody Habish, syndicate race for state Senate sets a record. Big money in this race. Big money in this race. Reports show that the candidates along with some outside groups have spent more than $2.5 million.
You spoke up to
with Strobel and Sinekin's campaigns currently sitting at another $500 million in the bank. With less than a month to go before the election, it's 22 days away. The race for the Senate's 8th district could cost more than $3 million.
That just seems not right for a state Senate seat.
Well, what did we spend to get in the Supreme Court race?
Oh,
for Justice Protasiewicz?
A lot.
I mean, that was a first as well as far as the amount of money being spent on these races. And I know Tom from L.A. is probably listening, and it's all this outside money in politics. I would think that most of us could agree that corporations shouldn't be able to buy our elections.
That I grew up with.
That's in a gas station.
Straight laced and every love now.
$45 million.
Me $45 million?
I knew it was high. I wanted to say 50, but $45 million, which far outpaces the most expensive one, which was $15 million in 2004.
Wow.
It was an important race. Was it $45 million important? Some would say yes, some would say no.
Well, I'm sure we wouldn't have fair maps.
I'm sure
it wasn't.
If you put your ear to the wind, you can hear Daniel's telly grumbling somewhere about it. But also remember, folks, it's happening again next year. Yeah, this is a race, but not on the Woods election, my friend.
This is going to be ongoing. This is going to be ongoing. Much like trying to make more constitutional amendments, Robin Voss, even after they lost in August with the two constitutional amendments they put on there, he said at that time, well, we're going to double down. We're just going to keep doing this in the hopes that people are not paying.
And also, folks, don't forget, this constitutional amendment covers something that's already lost. It's not necessary. It's a, what you call it? It's a solution in search of a problem.
Exactly. So many of these voter IDs and all of those things are solutions in search of a problem. This problem does not exist. Citizen non-citizens are not voting in massive numbers in order to affect the election.
No.
There is no... Mike Johnson, yeah. Speaker of the House, says they just know inherently, intuitively. They know intuitively that it's happening, because it's happening in massive numbers. They just can't.
Oh, it's in their gut.
Anyway, back to this race. Henry Strobel was first elected to the current 20th Senate District in 2015. He had served 4 years before that in the Assembly, got drawn into the 8th Senate District. That was held at the time by Representative Dan Noble. Decided to run for the Assembly rather than face off in the primary. Cody Havish was in again and lost the 2023 special election to Nodal by less than 2%. I do too. State records show Sinnigan raising and spending more than Strobel. So far, she's raised nearly $1.2 million.
The longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on country and community. WRZO FM 100.9.
If you live in that district, is that Dewey Strobel has called for the release of $50 million in already approved funding in order to put into place new literacy curricula in Wisconsin schools. One little easy problem with that. Dewey's vice chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and they won't release the money.
Yeah, he's trying to play this whole bipartisan thing.
Oh, yeah.
When he's now forcing schools to get loans
right.
to cover the mandated spending they must do.
Yes.
Even though the money is taken in, allocated, ready to go, voted on by the Joint Finance Committee. And this is just... a fraction, it's a small part of the many tens of millions of dollars that the Joint Finance Committee is sitting on as well. Whether it's PIPAs, hospitals, schools, you name it, Dewey Strobel's doing nothing because he sits on that JFC and he's like, I'm on a 10-month vacation, folks.
Don't bother me.
Hey,
don't bother me.
I got to run for office in a while. I got things to do.
So if you happen to attend an event, perhaps where Mr. Strobel is, you may want to ask him about that, about mandating this new literacy program in Wisconsin schools. So the schools must implement this, getting approval for this money, and then refusing to release the money. I think that's a question worth asking.
I think that's a very good question worth asking. I mean, I would even say, if you wanted to, you could go, maybe get on your phone
and call.
Give a call. His number is very, very lookable. correct. I said it's 608-266-7513. That is 608-266-7513. Say, hey, person answering the phone, why isn't Senator Strobel releasing the funds for schools?
And forcing schools to take out loans.
I thought he cared about children and education. I thought he cared about bipartisan measures.
Fiscal responsibility.
Fiscal responsibility. Investment in the future.
Our children.
Why is he not helping?
855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Dressing up like cowboys. And the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on. And the music is sold by lawyers. And the fools in the field in the middle of the station are gone. Some folks say I'll never miss him. Old fiddles squeal like the engine brakes. Cherokee fiddles gone forever. Just like the music of the whistle that the old open hole would make. So when you smell
that's a great idea, Jack.
I love that.
That is a fantastic idea. Of course, they would never actually do that because that would actually get things done. And we all know Wisconsin's Republican-led legislature prides themselves on accomplishing as little as humanly possible. They're kind of in the race with the House.
I was going to say, the only people who are doing it better than the Wisconsin Assembly, or the Wisconsin House, is the federal Congress.
Yeah.
They're great at doing
nothing. They're to accomplish Congress in all time, practically.
Currently doing nothing right now.
Which is, again, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate you checking in. 855-752-4842. Coming up.
Used to be.
Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She's Pam Yucky. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket.
Now that's Tuesday, October 22nd, from 5 to 7 p.m.
Matt Nair on air.
That's Gavin across the park in Richmond Center to show support for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Enjoy delicious food from Utter Brothers, Christie's Sunnyside Cafe, and Weekday Mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station, live music from the Civic Media app, and powerful survivor stories.
There will even be face painting
for the kids.
That's how it feels.
Get your event t-shirts for just $25 with all proceeds supporting the Grateful Scholarship in honor of Beverly. Register now by visiting passagesrc.org for more info. Let's walk together for a cause that matters. Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, Tuesday, October 22nd at Crosscup Park.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tools, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, we are coming back with a segment called
When It Comes to Your Home's Plumbing Needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Joe Biden always released his.
This is Kenny Anderson. Ithaca Schools has always supported all types of students, from local to school choice to foreign exchange students. They look to have all students thrive no matter their post-graduation goals. I have had five exchange students who excelled at Ithaca due to the welcoming atmosphere. We have had three children graduate from Ithaca High School. One will be completing electrical distribution in the spring. One will complete her doctorate of veterinary medicine degree also in the spring. And our oldest has her RN and will complete her advanced practice nurse practitioner degree in another year. All took their own path, but had a great base from the education received at Ithaca Schools. The teachers, administration, and staff encourage students to consider all options for the future and support that next level, whatever that may be. So on November 5th, please vote yes for the referendum.
Probably sleeps 4 hours a night. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. This is the strength we need in a time like this. Kristen Welker came back. Just to be clear, he has not released all of his medical records. He's released two letters from Ronnie Jackson, who was not only he was demoted.
Yeah. Folks, let me be your Jane Whisperer for a moment. When she says a name like this, it's a whole heap of helping of hometown sarcasm and derision, I would say.
I think derision.
Randy Jackson.
Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie
Jackson.
Mike Johnson says it's not necessary for Trump to release his medical records. He's on display every minute, so it's unnecessary. You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know about things like his cholesterol level. The American people don't care about the cholesterol level.
Yes.
Especially since nothing was released after he was shot at.
Oh, yeah. No.
We never saw medical reports about that. I remember, was it Ronald Reagan who had prostate cancer when he was serving? We had newspaper articles with visual descriptions of the prostate.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think the American public should be able to see a complete release of his medical records. I don't think that's asking too much.
It's not controversial in my opinion. Either I want to see their medical history, I want to see their taxes, and any other information that we need to be necessary to know about some of the most important jobs in the world. That's not crazy. This guy to tell me he's not like an average human being. I know he's not.
And yeah, he's on display all the time. Yes, he is.
That's not the display you want. That's not the picture of health. Sorry.
He is. Does not look well.
And that is not to say that people who are bigger can't be healthy. You can be. But the way he talks about his body, that is not healthy.
855-752-4842. Tom Vermillion is on the line for 40. Tom, thanks for joining us.
This weekend with wishgems.org.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. I mean, I agree with you, and I think a lot of folks agree. I think a lot of folks agree that the Supreme Court should have a code of ethics that is actually enforceable.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, we should allow corporations, the wealthiest among us, to be buying our elections. But the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. Money is speech. So if you like that Supreme Court decision and some of the other more recent Supreme Court decisions, then vote for Donald Trump, because he's going to have the opportunity
she
to
got
appoint
everything
more justices.
I need.
Yeah, and
Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas are both getting up there. And so he can pick another 45-year-old to replace them.
Yeah. And a sweet, sweet she don't wear my wedding bags.
It's really disheartening.
She don't wear my wedding bags.
The idea that Donald Trump can appoint.
She takes me for what I am.
That's the ball game for Donald Trump.
But I keep her satisfied.
And that's not hyperbole.
She's
got everything I need.
Andrew Maine texting in. Candidates in any office running for re-election should have a new physical report each cycle. That's great.
She sleeps 4 hours a night, works all the time, which is that called a thing? You're doing 5 rallies a day, you're almost 80 years old, you don't. This is not pictures of health. And once again, saying this as, I don't like Donald Trump saying this as, you're a human.
Why does he need to be the exception again? There's always special rules for now. Always special rules for now. News is coming up next, and then we'll bus you in when you can never leave. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Cincinnati Mobile Radio Network.
With a bump in to your best friend, sing talking. How far do you wanna go? Spend a summer month saving just
you
enough.
You to the world's from the center, WRC. ABC News, I'm Richard Cancer. Trump running mate J.D. Vance went to a Minneapolis police station near where George Floyd was murdered. Last Harris running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, for his handling of the protest. President Trump expressed support for war. Walz was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
How dare they say we don't have the ability to make our own decisions? How dare they use the guilty argument to demonize people who are just trying to do their things?
In
North Carolina, William Jacob Parsons, charged with misdemeanor threatening against federal emergency management agency workers trying to help in the hurricane ravaged state. People hate icon Willie Ledbetter died. Then President Obama signed the Fair Pay Act there on Thursday. Willie Ledbetter was 86. This is ABC News.
Torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media, Radio Network.
I'm a meteorologist, Rodney Price. Eddie, sprinkles coming to an end out there. We'll see plenty of clouds remaining through the night. Frost advisory in effect as temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect Wednesday morning. It's 39 in our studios.
I'm a member of most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the App Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Upper North.
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sorecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To Matt Mayer on air, J. Matt Mayer, Greg Mock, Dr. Sly on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you call, if you text, it's the same number, 855-752-4842. We have a comment if you're watching on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 10:50, we're going to talk about bowling. all kinds of poll numbers. People freaking out about the polls. We're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:15. I contacted Dan Schaefer from the Repopulation Hearing over the weekend to ask him a couple questions about polling. I have this.
I hope that makes me feel better, because I'm now in a place that, from where we are now to the election, of just, it's a matter of how, what billboard I see where I get this sick feeling in my stomach.
Polls don't vote.
They don't vote. You're not.
Polls don't vote.
Polls don't vote. Art signs don't vote, but they definitely affect my Monday.
They do. So that's why we're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:50 after the 11 o'clock news. Gretchen Jameson is the executive vice president for diversity. And we're going to talk about the ongoing need for donations. What kind of blood, what different kinds of things you can donate, how often you can donate, who should donate, all of those things. If you have questions, please send them in. You can either text them in right now, or you can email them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.org. Yes, we'll bless you in, but you can never leave Donald Trump. Held a rally in a desert in California on Saturday. It was held at the private Kelp Ranch in Riverside County, about 5 miles outside the city of Coachella. So there's a big music festival in Coachella in the middle of the desert every summer. It's a, what, a three-day thing. But so this rally that Donald Trump held at the Kelp Ranch in Riverside County, it went well initially. They made the attendees take a bus. You couldn't drive to this ranch. You had to park like 5 miles away. And then they bused you there. And then they were going to bus you back. The back parts. The busing you back parts. Apparently, got a when Donald Trump left at about 7 o'clock on Saturday night, people headed out. There were supposed to be 30 buses waiting for them to take them back to their cars. There was one. One bus. They were there for hours in the middle of the desert, in the dark. No water, no bathroom facilities, no food.
That little girl in Spain.
We'll bus you in, but you will never leave.
I said this to you before, as soon as I read this article, I wanted to make sure that I could talk, because this is a very digestible piece of news. But we it reminded me of the Fire Festival, the original Fire Festival. People were just, they're there, and then all of a sudden everything fell apart real quick.
When the distance is 5 miles, you should, like, I know it was dark, but 5 miles, you should be able to do it in 2 hours. If it was between sit and wait for 4 hours or walk for 2 hours, I think I would have walked.
Well, certainly if you're physically capable of that, from what I have been reading, there are a lot of elderly people there who are probably not going to be able to schlep 5 miles. Especially, to be older, you worry about falling. Bad things happen when old people fall. Or can happen when old people fall. So I don't know if I want to go trudging through the desert in the dark.
Oh, I
can feel to get to my car.
And, but that's also to me. Okay, so I work in camping. I know. When you want to. It's as if lately you've been standing. And this means a lot too. Sand. The National Camping. Before you go down in. Or the, I should say, partners, state, let me help, local, take my hand. There should be a phone call to me, just someone who said, hey, you come pick us up, and you come, like, just take 3 or 4 people, and you'll only have to do it, like, 3 times, it should take you about half an hour at the most, we'll give you a bumper sticker, or whatever, so and then I had this problem, and then it said, like, there was a problem with the buses, but we took care of it, our party members in Riverside County, whatever county.
That's a great point.
Well, instead, nothing.
Yeah, they trend up there.
Yeah.
For hours.
Yeah, I saw someone joke in a TikTok comment that, well, Trump doesn't pay overtime.
No.
bus drivers went home.
He does it well, he said that himself. He doesn't pay overtime. He won't pay overtime.
Breaks my heart.
It's also not a downward spin.
It's not a matter of overtime. I know it's a joke and everything, but people are talking about that. Hire the bus, you said. People said that the event went too late. People said that they didn't.
Why don't you talk to me?
First of all, if you're entering a commitment to a Donald Trump's campaign,
you get paid up front. A rally in the California desert on Saturday. She left at 7 o'clock and got up on the plane. They had had 30 buses that were there to bring people to the event because it was parking just 5 miles away. So Mary said to the bus people leaving his rally early.
Yes, very much so.
So one way to make sure that doesn't happen anymore is to make sure you control the outgoing transportation.
It's almost like he built a temporary compound for the day.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Totes, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Especially in New York.
I think that's what he's saying, though. He's saying is like,
attention, farmers and ranchers. Join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006. Your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Show you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, no matter where you are in the state.
Good oral health
love to hear
leads
from
to
you.
Better overall
you call
health.
And text
brush twice a day, floss
right
regularly,
now.
And don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family
Civic
Dental,
Media.
We have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green.
Have some thoughts.
Call now to make an appointment.
You have some thoughts?
Your health starts with your smile.
I'm hoping that they just make me feel better because I have a notification app on my phone now.
It's making you sweat.
It says a new poll and then it doesn't say anything else. I'm like, I can't.
You're not alone. I think a lot of people are having cold exhaustion. And so we're going to talk about that coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media.
There's a little country joint where they let it ride.
Man, he'll take you down to the
care if it's tax, no, government charges, businesses delivering goods and services. The National Retail Federation tariffs force small businesses to raise prices to keep those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs could significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they mostly be passed on to consumers. I know prices are not rising like they were.
On the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's way too easy to live.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt Mayer. I'm here with Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and the Shalvinator.
Don't
on the board, Kelly T from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Follow or text the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, 11:51, we will close out the show with
Changing, but somehow I feel
today, from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition.
I'm waiting on the
a little break here. It's a little crankier edge to today's edition.
I think it's kind of, it's just crankier today.
Someone to the poll with you.
Yeah.
can still phone bang. You can still knock on doors if you are feeling anxious. And I get it.
With time,
I absolutely get it.
Has wrinkled.
Don't sit and stew in it. It's too easy. Take that anxiety. Still
and if you're gonna, and there's nothing wrong with looking at polling information.
For you.
I think one of the things that I think one of the reasons why we're so obsessed with polling is because we hear about it so much, and when we talk about it, it makes us seem to know that we actually are.
As the first time
we read a poll in a paper, we don't know.
Well, you got to look at and see how many people they contact, yeah, and where did they contact them, and where are they living, and all of that stuff. There's a lot involved.
I'm still
there's a lot of nuance, but also if you're going to do that, if you're going to look at polling information, pick a couple that are reputable. Where do they come from? Are they nonprofits? Are they nonpartisan? Are they where? What are the logistics? Because yes, an expensive poll,
a legitimate
poll is going to cost money, so they want to put out the best details possible versus. Whether it's an MSNBC poll or a new Fox poll or a Newsmax poll, the Marquette University Law School is a respected polling system.
And it's been around for a long time.
Exactly. So look at that stuff. Think about it. But don't let it make you feel. I remember a caller saying they were listening to someone talk about polling data, and we had to just accept the fact that.
No.
None of that is true. I don't have to accept anything for one thing. Second of all, we don't know. And if that makes you feel bad,
but your smile is
vote to your friends, especially the ones who are. I don't know, man.
It doesn't make any difference if I vote.
They're the same. It's the same side. It's the same coin, two sides, whatever. It's not.
No, it's not. Especially not this time around.
No. So, yeah. I'm still I agree with you. The same. Sucks. I got it. I hate it. I got it right now. My stomach's all in knots because I saw like 40 Trump signs on one lawn.
Some signs
don't care. Still anxious.
And don't accept the results of scanning tests and taking the polling test. I think that's true.
How did you find them, by the way?
I stumbled on them when I was doing a Google search.
Even
it might not actually be. Shocking, I know. Reminder, next Friday, Senate Media will be covering and broadcasting the Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Eric Covey. This coming Friday, our coverage starts around 6:45, so make sure you join us this coming Friday night for the one and only, I believe, debate between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Covey. News is coming up next. Stay with us. We're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes late at night I think about you. Now and then I still forget that you and I are through. And I'll reach for the phone and start to call. But I catch myself. Oh, I catch myself.
You're listening
some
to
days
News from the Center, WRC.
I'm whispering.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. We
drive by your house. And almost not
the Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan the Walk Off Home, Wisconsin native poet.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like,
so
you're in an Indian school.
Well,
you can't vote.
To love
so
somebody.
When I'm talking to Native Americans, and I tell them that story, and they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And they're like, I'm going to go vote.
Sure, absolutely. The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.